What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We heard from Coach McDermott about how the relationship evolved for you to be here. How about from your perspective?
I think the same. You know, I mean, it's obviously I've known Coach. His reputation throughout the league is impeccable. We kind of always say hi to each other in passing. But now, I guess, so to speak, I guess we're kind of under the hood with each other now and really understanding what he's all about and what he's built, and it's been great. This is a And I know it's the beginning of the year and everybody is happy, but this is a special place. It really is. And what they've built here with Coach and Brandon, it's second to none. And you can feel that. I've been in a lot of places and grateful to be here.
When did you start to feel that?
Oh, I sensed it really, to be honest with you, probably within the first week and a half. And, you know, anytime you come into a new job, you're always excited and all that. But I still have the same feeling now that what I did when I first got here, and then, you know, it even heightens up even more because now I'm really learning the players and what they're all about, and they're fun to coach and they work hard. It's been a joy.
Chris, how challenging is it that, you know, you've got a lot of guys running through that, both punt return and kickoff return? How challenging is it to find the one or two guys you're going to need there?
It's always hard. I think you're, you know, as a special teams coach, you're reading the tea leaves, you know, and you have to. I want to make sure our goal is I want them to make our team. If they don't make our team, I want them to make somebody else's team. And that's what we're working towards. So for me, it's coaching the player. Let's just get him better. And then his tape will tell us whether or not he's on our team. And if he's not, we want to make sure he has good tape for the other teams and maybe he gets picked up there.
Hey, Chris, before the pads go on, how do you evaluate?
Really hard. You can evaluate, you know, athletic movement skills along those lines. I think now, first day, you know, in the shoulder pads, and then we're kind of progressing towards the pads. I think some of the some characters will get revealed, you know, and I'll be able to see a little bit more under the hood of what the guy can and cannot do.
How did you consume your year away, especially with all the changes that went on?
I studied a lot of football. On the side, I was working for an organization that helped other teams with draft process, so that kept me alive there, and I was able to watch a lot of film. I had all the film, and then I became probably, I didn't realize, probably a big football junkie. I mean, I was from MAC action, you know, early in the week to college football, then to watching all the NFL stuff. But I was able to, on my time, really study, you know, the new kickoff return rule. What are guys doing? What's the trend? And then you get ideas, right? But I think within those ideas, what was different for me is I didn't have any players to coach, so I didn't know what the skill level was, if that makes any sense. Now we're into it, and I know what our guys can and cannot do and what we're trying to get done. So it's kind of coming full circle. And then obviously getting to be full-time dad. I mean, it was awesome. It really was. I took my daughter to college. I didn't get to do it with the other one. You know, I mean, that's pretty special. I got to watch my daughter. She was a senior in high school. I watched every soccer game. Instead of watching it on the internet, I was there at every game. So it was at the end of the day, it was a big blessing.
They made the move as a punter to get it down to Brad.
Yeah.
What did you see in the spring and so far now that necessitated the move to keep him and not?
Well, it was a numbers game, you know, and that's kind of the world that we're in with the 90 and injuries and those type of things. And, you know, it's still a competition. You know, Brad has not won this job. He's still competing. He understands that. And there's still you never know if Jake comes back. And Jake needs to be ready, and he will. He's a good pro. They both did a really nice job in the spring. And it's always tough to make those decisions. But I like both of them. Brad is here at this moment. I think he does a nice job with his direction and hang. He had a nice day the other day, and hopefully he can continue to build on those things. We'll see. Very calm, very steady, knows his swing. So he can look at things. He likes to analyze things, but he doesn't overanalyze. And I think that's a big plus for him. Just a really normal guy, good football player.
How did you approach, Tyler's been here for a while, had his highs and some lows. How do you approach Tyler when you take over and knowing what his history is, knowing what his capabilities are?
Well, he's been a good kicker in this league. I've faced him, you know, when I was on other teams. But, you know, we're in the business of obviously getting better. And you know, kicker's funny. You can go 3 for 4, and if you miss the game winner, you had a bad day. If you go 3 for 4 and you hit the game winner, that was a great day.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I think what we're trying to do right now is just get him game ready. And we don't play for a while. We don't need him to peak right now. We're working towards that. Really excited for him because he has a big leg and he scores a lot of points. And to be able to kick in Buffalo, that's not an easy assignment. And he's done really well, and hopefully we can continue to that.
Chris, the star returners you've had in your career, how often do you show your guys their old tape in terms of the philosophy and what you want?
Well, you know, I think that's a good question, and I try not to show, you know, and I've been lucky with the Hester, Cribs, Patterson, and then on the flip side you have Tariq Cohen and Jakeem Grant, two different totally body types. But I think what you have to do with our guys, and I think anybody, is they got to be themselves. You're not asking someone to be a Devin Hester or a Cordell Patterson. I think you want them to be themselves, but at the same time, maybe you can give them some nuances, maybe of what they saw. You know, great returners in this league are at a premium, and they can change a game in a heartbeat, and we're working towards that. You know, it's our area because the roster's always moving. And this you should write the front page news. We want a good football player. But change of direction, speed, toughness, the physicality, all the things that everybody wants in a good football player. But I think it's I think this kind of goes back to the Herb Brooks 1980 USA hockey team is – we want good players, but you know, you don't good players, yes, but you want the right players, and I think that's the critical piece as we put it together. And in our world, as I watch, you know, I'll stand off to the side and I'm watching offense and defense because I need to see who's playing in those units, because then I have to incorporate. I'm beginning to read the tea leaves. Okay, where's it at in the roster, and then starting to try to use those skill sets to place them to where they can be successful.
How do you evaluate your returners when you have several candidates, different skill set, different, you know, varying levels of experience, especially in camp, just given the nature of it?
Yeah, it's hard to give a lot of guys opportunities. But, you know, catching on to jugs and catching live balls are two different things. And then when we get into the preseason games, I might call something different for one returner as opposed to another returner, just because maybe their skill sets are different. And because it's my job to make sure that they have good tape, right? And put it out there. So if a player can't do something, I'm a bad coach if I ask him to do that. So in the preseason, we'll juggle that and see who's available and who's going to return, and then we'll call a game accordingly.
You were in the trenches with the kickoff rule last year when it started, but how much better understood is how to operate and make use of those rules this year after having a whole season of league-wide film to look at?
I still think it's going to work in progress. It's great from the standpoint. I think it's the safety factor has been great. The league's done a nice job there. But there's some other things that you want to treat it like a kickoff return play, but then sometimes you venture into the punt return world, and then just covering the kick is different because there's not the space and the speed that you could build up like you used to. So things are constricted. So guys getting off of blocks and those type of things a little trickier. But it's something that I think that has gotten better throughout the year. You saw more returns, bigger returns. We're going to see even more, I believe, just with the touchback going, to the 35 now. So a lot more viewable plays, I guess, is how you would say it. So we got to be good there.
Because of your special teams background, you're mentioning Maction. You were with Coach Lembo at UB?
Met him, and I always known a lot about him and got the utmost respect for him. I mean, he's a well-respected – I know he's doing a great job there as head coach, but he's been known in our world as a great special teams coach, and got a chance to visit with him on our rookie day draft there, and first-class guy. And anytime I can pick anybody's brain, I will definitely do it.
Chris, now when you want to accomplish both, in your priorities – do they rank differently in terms of making big plays, like in a return game, or preventing them? Like when you look at success from an individual?
Well, I tell you what, I got to be able to sleep at night. So if we have a big return, I'd sleep well. But if we had a big return and gave up a big return, I'm not going to sleep very well, so I need to do both. And that's what we're going to try to shoot for. I mean, it's our job to handle field position, right? And, you know, like you say, in kick return, you either want to score, set up the score, and give the ball to our offense and let them go at a good starting spot. And then, obviously, you know, we got to try to pin them back and make them go the long field. And then, you know, our defense sets it up, and then maybe that turns into the punt return game, which then sets up the offense. That's our job. So we got to do both.
Chris, you've talked about turning the football field into a classroom before. What's the biggest challenge for you when you have a whole new roster versus coming back to a coaching staff where you have some returning players at least that you can lean on?
Well, what's been fun is I've learned a lot from these guys themselves. I love to ask players, how do you see that? I was asking Gilly the other day. I said, hey, just tell me a little bit on kickoff. How did you see that? How did you play that? What's the new – put me underneath the helmet a little bit and give me your perspective so I can keep learning. Our guys are really smart, intelligent football players, and it's been an easy transition because they're into football.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.